In the studio with me today are Sophia Bogner and Jeff Sterling. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Good afternoon.
Sophia and Jeff are here to talk about the Arcata Veterans Hall. And I read an article in the Mad River Union, so I want to talk about the restoration that's taking place and also the harvest feast that's coming up on Thanksgiving. Let's first talk about the restoration and how the hall is being used.
We do use the hall for rentals. It's been rented for many occasions, a wedding, parties, meetings. The VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the American Legion host their meetings monthly there, as well as the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts at Arcata.
Okay, so it's in use. And I know that you both have lots of ideas to expand and draw vets back into the hall.
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's talk about what the hall is being used for right now.
The hall is a county-owned building that is represented for veteran use. As long as the veterans are operating the facility, they can use the facility for what they seek. The hall's revenue is gained from renting out from the parties, the weddings, to keep the overall maintenance of the building going. And over the years, less people have rented, so the hall hasn't looked as great as it used to in the 70s. And even in the 80s.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is reinvigorate the hall and reinvigorate the atmosphere of the hall so that we can begin to give back to the community and to provide a place for veterans to hang out and, you know, socialize.
Bring younger veterans in.
So let's talk about younger veterans. Jeff, you're a veteran. Can you tell us about your service? What branch of the military you served in and the time frame?
I went into the Marine Corps in 2002, left the Marine Corps in 2006, and went into it again in 2010 to 2011. My field is a little different. I spent a lot of time in Asia, overseas. So I'm a veteran of this era, but I am also a veteran that has experienced something different than most veterans of this era have experienced. I understand the importance that the veterans of this era come together, not wait like the Vietnam veterans of 35 years to figure out how to work together. If we allow that to happen, we'll lose the Veterans Memorial Hall. We don't have 35 years to wait for this era of veterans, of the OEF, OIF veterans, to come together and figure something out. We have great facility, two good organizations that we need to become part of, and start working on it now.
And that's to keep the hall?
It's to keep the hall for veterans use, for the community, to keep the glued support of veterans in the community.
Because some of the halls have closed down.
Garberville closed down in May of this year, and Eureka is also going to close down in January for 3 years, I'm told, for renovations. Their hall has seen better days.
And it sounds like and looks like you've done a cleanup of the Arcata Veterans Hall, too.
Yes, a bunch of veterans we've gotten together and hosted cleanups on Saturdays. The hall wasn't destroyed, but it looks like it hasn't had an upkeep for years. The grease buildup on the stoves was pretty bad. The pantry was pretty bad. And then also, the beginning of the year, the painters came in, repainted the outside of the building, and forgot to put the rain gutters back up. So the hall took on water for about a year, and up here in Humboldt County, we get a lot of water. So there's about a foot and a half of water down in the basement in the canteen, where a lot of the stuff when the fire happened December 2015, where they stored the archives of some of the historical documents that they had in the building. We lost quite a bit from fire damage and water damage. And it seems that a lot of the halls up here in the northern coast are shut down from water damage.
Okay, and Sophia?
Speaking of memorabilia, one of the things that we're hoping to implement at the hall is we're hoping to get a small exhibit of all of the memorabilia from all the veterans, so that when we open our doors to the public, they have somewhere to come and look at a lot of the memorabilia from veterans of our community. And they'll also hopefully have somewhere that they can socialize and drink coffee and tea and study and just really be a part of the hall and be a part of the community.
Yeah, it sounds like you want them to come together and have a place just for the veterans to come.
Well, they have a place right now. That's the thing. It's trying to show them we have a place that we can come together right now. We just need to do a little bit more work to it to bring it up to the 21st century. You know, we go to school where computers are a necessity. Well, the building doesn't have any computers. Well, we have one in the office that hasn't been updated since 2007. And the Boy Scouts have, I believe, the first-gen Apple, one of those desktop Apples that looks like an Apple. And those are the only two computers in the whole facility. We need to bring the 21st century in with 21st century veterans.
And that's what we've been doing for the past
3 months.
So, you know, slowly but surely, things are happening in the hall. Its atmosphere is being reinvigorated with youth. And we're converting it to the 21st century slowly but surely. And we're really just trying to open our doors to the community at large, as well as veterans, so that veterans have a place they can hang out and they can be safe and socialize. And so that the community can see that we have these veterans, we have people that are genuine and people that genuinely care, and that they can come somewhere and they can provide community outreach. Some of the things that we'd like to implement are a community garden. We'd really like to start that so that it's ready for the spring. We'd also like to get a coffee and tea room upstairs as you enter the Veterans Hall. There's a nice little old bar, so we're going to convert that to a coffee and tea room, hopefully, where students and community can drink tea and study and then go and look at the exhibit of all our memorabilia. And then hopefully get a veteran-run gym eventually.
That's a lot of things that you want to do so far. I know
there's a lot.
There's more, I know.
There's a list that goes on, and as more veterans come in and start, veterans and supporters, because that's the whole goal. You know, Sophia's running, which used to be an auxiliary for the American Legion of the VFW. We're trying to implement it as an auxiliary for the Veterans Hall to keep the Veterans Hall alive that houses these great organizations. But those that aren't veterans that want to come and help. So Sophia is operating that position so where they can come, they can still be part, and they can have their meetings as well. And it just builds a stable foundation for the community, veterans in the community. So as more veterans come and as more supporters come, the list gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's more things to do. And that's why we need the young stable to come in and help us get these things going. So we have this great facility. In 14 more years, it'll be a 100-year-old building. Let's see if we can get to do another 100 years after that. That would be amazing.
That would be really cool.
And you got the keys handed over to you, right, Jeff?
They have been slowly been handing stuff over to me. The keys were handed to me by John Groby, SEAL Team 1. Great man, 84 years old, and he's been there every day for 3 years, keeping the place open himself. I mean, there's so many great veterans that are coming in, and the older veterans that have kept this place alive. You know, Al Toasty was cooking in there for many years by himself. And it's really important that we now all come and we all put our part in there, and we can do something back and give back to the community. It's a place for everybody to come.
Can we talk about the Harvest Feast that's taking place this Thursday? I know you need some help.
We do. We need volunteers. We raised $1,300 to buy food, so we should get a good amount of food. We've got some volunteers coming in, have called. We can always use more volunteers, more cooks. We don't know what time we're going to close. We don't know what time how many people are going to show up, who's not going to show up. The Arcata House, they're doing something at the community center, and they're closing their doors at 3, and that's when we're opening our doors. So if they can't feed everybody over there, they're going to hopefully come to our place. And who knows?
Yeah, the Harvest Feast, it's just a way for us to give back to the community. For anyone that doesn't necessarily have a place in particular to go, or for people that want to, you know, give on this day and want a nice, delicious meal. So we're going to celebrate.
In a warm building.
Yeah, in a warm building. And we're going to celebrate the autumn harvest season with good food, good company.
What time does the feast start?
The doors open at 3, and we'll start serving food at 4.
And what sort of help do you need, Sophia?
In particular, we are looking for people that can cook dishes because, you know, on a small scale, I have no problem doing green bean casserole, but I've never cooked green bean casserole for 200 plus people. So that would be great, you know, just to get people to come in. Hopefully around 9 a.m., we're hoping for the first set of volunteers. And then if anyone wants to come in at 12 and then maybe around 2. Those would be really great times for people to come in and participate in different parts of the setup process.
Serving, cleaning. What we've been doing every Saturday is cleaning the hall because it hasn't been kept up. So we had a lot of dirt. So we had to get that cleaned. So now everything's clean in the kitchen. We cleaned all the dishes. We had a working party for that. We'll have to use it, so we'll have to clean it again so it doesn't...
Yeah, so we're going to need people after Thanksgiving to stay and help clean up the dishes and everything, help set up the tables and...
Take down the tables.
So we're almost out of time. What sorts of items do you want people to cook and bring to the vet's hall?
Anything and everything is welcome. If people want to bring food, we're more than merry.
Cultural diversity is welcome. If you want to bring a dish that's unusual for this season,
please do. We want to bring culture because it can't always be the same thing. We have to embrace
each other
and each culture's background. That's one thing I
it's the harvest, so we need to harvest. We need to celebrate the harvest of every culture and every season. So.
That's what I miss about the military is the different food I got to experience.
Yeah. So if you want to bring a dish, please do.
Please.
Please do.
So give the contact information for people who want to help out in all sorts of ways.
All right. Well, if you want to help out, the best way to contact us is to leave a message at the Veterans Hall. The phone number for that is 822-1552. That's the phone number for the Veterans Hall. Also, you can show up usually Fridays after 4 and Saturdays after 11 a.m.
Or show up this Thursday, or you can send an email to the Arcata Vets Hall at Gmail.
I know we have a lot more to talk about. I want to invite you back again.
Well, thank you, Katie. Yeah. We'd like to come back, and we'd like to bring other veterans that might want to share their ideas.
Thank you so much, Jeff and Sophia, for coming in to KHSU today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And happy Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful to have you both here.
Yeah, thank you. Happy holidays to you.